Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Governor Newsom, Attorney General Becerra, UC President Napolitano all denounced this new rule as reckless and heartless. It'll expand the 19th century law that requires officials to determine whether an immigrant is likely to become a public charge, to include not just welfare, but food stamps, Medicaid, housing assistance. Alma Saeed, deputy director of the California Immigrant Policy Center, says legal immigrants hoping to earn permanent residency are pulling their kids, in many cases their American citizen kids, out of lunch programs or giving up nutritional assistance for their babies out of fear.
Already we are seeing drop-offs in particular programs. Overall, we anticipate a 15 to 30% drop-off rate for all programs.
Saeed says 25 million legal immigrants may have to choose between feeding their families and remaining in America.
We're seeing folks very, very concerned that if they access programs and then have to talk about it in their interviews or on an application, that it will impact their ability to stay.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli says this is about promoting self-sufficiency, not shutting out the huddled masses.
We'll include a meaningful analysis of whether they're likely to become a public charge or not. I do not think by any means we're ready to take anything off the statute of liberty.
Doug Sovereign, KCBS.